Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Van Weyden. Good morning. Oh, have you been steering all night?
I guess so.
Have you sighted land yet?
No, but I reckon we're approaching it at the rate of 6 miles an hour.
6 miles an hour?
But that makes 144 miles in every 24.
And how far have we to go?
Well, Siberia lies off there to the west, but to the southwest, some 600 miles or so, I should say, is Japan. Now, if this wind were to hold, we'll make it in 5 days.
If it storms. Surely this little boat could not live.
Oh, it would have to storm very hard.
And if it does storm very hard.
Well, who knows? It may not come to that. We may be picked up at any moment by a sealing schooner. There are plenty of them in these waters.
Oh, why, you're chilled through. Look, you're shivering. Don't deny it, you are. And here I am, lying in this nest of blankets warm as toast.
Well, I don't see how it would help matters if you sat up, too, and were chilled.
It will, though, when I learn to steer, which I certainly shall. Just give me a moment to make myself ready.
Why don't women always wear their hair loose? It's so much more beautiful.
I would if it didn't tangle so dreadfully. Oh, drat. I've dropped one of my precious pins.
There it is.
Ah, yes. It's all right. I have it. Oh, goodness, what's happening?
Oh, it's no problem. I was neglecting my steering and we ran into the wind. I'm going to wedge this steering oar and lash it into place, and then we'll have breakfast. Now, you must dig out some warmer clothing for yourself.
The Sea Wolf by Jack London. Starring Jack Claff as Wolf Larsen, Kerry Shale as Humphrey Van Weyden, and Shelley Thompson as Maud Brewster. Episode 4.
There. A buttered biscuit for you.
Oh. How about this can of tongue?
Oh, perfect.
No coffee, I'm afraid.
What wouldn't I give for a steaming cup of Java?
There'll be nothing hot till we've made land somewhere, somehow. Yeah, at least we have lots of fresh water. I took the water breakers from all the other boats aboard the Ghost. There. A slice of tongue for your biscuit.
Thank you. It does very well, your steering device. To my landlubber's eyes, anyway.
Oh, it'll only serve while we're sailing by the wind. With the wind astern, say, or on the quarter, I'll have to steer.
Oh, I don't understand the technicalities, but I can see what the upshot is, and I don't like it. You can't steer night and day. So as soon as we've finished breakfast, I want my first lesson, and then you shall lie down and sleep. We'll stand watches, just as they do on ships.
I don't know if I can teach you. I'm only just learning myself.
Then we'll learn together, sir. And since you've had a night's start, you can teach me what you've learned so far. But first, let's eat. More of that tongue, please. My. This air brings on the appetite. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes. She'll be driving 6 white horses. Oh, she'll be coming round the mountain when she... Well, good afternoon, sir.
What? Afternoon? What time is it? 1 o'clock. Why, you let me sleep 7 hours.
I am rather tired.
You're frozen. Come lie down at once. Why on earth didn't you wake me?
Oh, now don't scold. Please, please, don't scold.
I wouldn't dream of it. If I look angry, I don't mean to.
You look reproachful.
Well, I must say, I feel a bit reproachful. You haven't been fair to yourself, nor to me. How can I trust you again?
I'll be good. Promise. Please don't even look reproachful. Please.
You promise to obey me as a sailor would his captain?
Yes. Stupid of me, I know.
Will you promise something else?
Oh, Italy.
Promise me you won't say, please, please, too often.
Ah.
If you do, it's bound to override my authority.
Oh, you found me out.
It's a good word, but...
But I mustn't overwork it.
Quite. Now I can see that you're done here. So to bed with you. And that's an order.
Aye, aye, sir. She takes this buffeting well for such a little thing.
Yes. The provisions and the breakers of water are helping her to stand up to the sea and wind, but it's getting a bit rough now.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to try and make a sea anchor. We must lash the sail to the mast, the boom, the sprit, and both pairs of spare oars, and then throw it overboard. In theory, it should float low in the water, out of the wind, you see, and hold us bow on to the sea.
Oh.
That way we shouldn't be swamped by the whitecaps.
Sounds fine. So, let's do it.
Not bad, huh?
Congratulations. Mission accomplished. Now what?
Now, well, we're not traveling towards Japan. I wish I'd thought to bring Wolf Larsen's chronometer and sextant. Before long, we won't know where we are by 500 miles.
Oh, enough of this gloom. You lie down while I take the watch till midnight. That's only 3 hours. By the time I wake you, the celestial designer might have brushed his slate clean and given us an entirely new picture.
You're quite right. No point in dwelling on such things. Maud. Maud.
What is it?
Sit up, Maud, and tell me if I'm seeing a mirage.
What?
Over there. Look, do you see it?
It can't be Alaska.
No, but it is land of some description. Can you swim?
No.
Me neither. Then we must get ashore without swimming.
That surf doesn't look too inviting, does it?
No, never mind. There must be an opening in the rocks somewhere. But we'll have to be quick and very sure.
You mustn't try to delude me, you know.
What are you talking about?
I have eyes, sir. The wind is driving us directly at that wall of surf and the rocks.
I am not trying to delude you. We shall go clear, I tell you. Ha! By God, we shall go clear! God damn it! We're going clear! I beg your pardon.
Don't mention it! You've convinced me! We shall go clear!
Look. That headland yonder isn't part of this first promontory.
There must be a bay coming up.
Perhaps we'll be able to beach ourselves there.
What's that sound? Do you hear it?
I hear only the surf.
No, listen. Oh, surely you can hear it now.
Yes. And Maud, look! It is a massive cove. There! You were right. Look on the beach.
Sails!
Hundreds of them. It must be a rookery. Now we're saved for sure. There'll be men and cruisers to protect them from the hunters. There might even be a station ashore.
Where we can land without wetting our feet.
Now you're getting the idea. We've made it! We've made it! Come, give me your hand.
Oh, don't let me go. What's the matter with me? I really must sit down.
It's all right. It's all right. It doesn't pitch and toss, you see. It's land! Land! We're on terra firma!
There's no shortage of driftwood. And look what I found. A coffee tin.
Fool! Fool!
I beg your pardon.
What a blithering idiot!
Thought I'd done rather well to find the coffee amongst all this.
No, it's me. I'm the idiot.
Why?
No matches. Not one match did I bring. No hot coffee for us. nor soup, nor tea, nor anything. Idiot!
Wasn't it Crusoe who rubbed sticks together?
That's all very well in fiction. But I've read scores of first-hand accounts of real shipwrecked men who've tried it, and it never works.
Oh, well. We've managed so far. No reason why we can't keep on managing.
Oh, but look at that coffee.
I know. I'm afraid I have a weakness for coffee myself.
It's an excellent blend, too. I took it from Larson's private stores. He'd let me brew some up now and again. The aroma, I can tell you.
All right, enough! What about trying our hand at some kind of shelter?
The light's going. There's nothing to be done today. Maud. Wake up, Maud!
What now?
Coffee. What do you say to a cup of coffee with breakfast, Hot coffee? Piping hot?
If your object is to torment me, you're succeeding. I've reconciled myself to doing without coffee.
Rouse yourself, ma'am, and give me a hand. Dig out the ammunition box and hand me a shotgun shell while I whittle these sticks into kindling. I'll need some paper. Tear a page from my notebook, will you?
Here's the cartridge.
Good, good. Now, let's just open it up. There. Powder on the rock. Like so. And let's see if I can pry off the primer. Do you have the paper?
Here it is.
Excellent. Pass me that rock there. Now, here goes. Help me with the kindling. Careful. That's it. Look at it go!
Oh, Prometheus! Bravo! Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
We haven't a kettle.
Huh.
Oh, wait a minute. What about the tin we used for baling?
Perfect!
Delicious.
My compliments to the cook.
Oh, coffee never tasted better.
Oh, the nectar. I think it's calm enough now for me to take the boat out and explore the island. There must be a station somewhere, but I'll make you comfortable here before I start.
I'd like to go with you.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. You've roughed it enough. What you need is a rest.
I'd prefer to go with you. I might be able to help you a little. And what if anything happened to you? I'd be left here alone.
Really, I think the best thing is for you to stay here.
Please.
Sleep and rest and do nothing.
Please.
Pull to starboard a little.
Aye, aye, sir.
Good. Hold her at that.
Do you see something?
I'm not sure.
May I have the spyglass?
Yes, if you wish.
Thank you. Here, you steer, will you?
Of course.
Yes. High up on the beach of that cove there. The wreck of a boat.
I thought there was something.
Sealer's boat, I think. Gazelle, number 2.
Yes, that'd be a sealer.
Been there a long time. It's half filled with sand.
Let me look. Well, they must have got away.
Really, sir, what do you take me for?
I don't understand.
Well, I do. I understand that if men had escaped from that boat, they would have been back here to make their fortunes from the rookery. I understand that there are probably bleached bones up there, and that apart from several thousand seals, there are only companions on this wretched island. I understand it. And the sooner you realize that I understand it, the sooner you can give up this chit-chat about a station outpost and ships popping along for a visit. It's an insult to my intelligence. Now see what you've done. I'm meant to be the first mate of this vessel. It's hardly appropriate for the first mate to be reduced to tears. Even if they are tears of exasperation. You will kindly let me resume my steering. Tell me, am I right in thinking that we're currently sailing by what is termed A beam wind?
Aye, aye.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have four walls now. I don't think they'll fall down.
Good timing. It's the seventh day tomorrow. You can rest.
Hardly. We have walls, but no roof. And at the moment, no wherewithal for a roof. I can't use the sail, and the tarps started to leak.
I read of some explorer once who used walrus skins.
Beg pardon?
For a roof. We could use seal skins.
Ah. I've never killed an animal.
You'd never sailed a boat. In any case, we're going to need meat to get us through the winter. These supplies won't last.
I know.
Don't go so fast. You're leaving me behind. Oh, that bull there. I think he's looking at me.
Don't panic. Now, I know men club them. The question is, how do they club them?
I have an idea.
What?
Let's gather in tundra grass and thatch the roof.
Nonsense.
I think tundra grass will make just as good a roof.
I don't want to hear any more about tundra grass. Right. Here goes. That long-maned bull there. That's right, my bucko. I'm coming for you.
Oh, all his wives are moving away. Perhaps they are frightened of men after all. Oh, why is he getting up on his back legs like that?
Ready to run, eh, fella?
I don't think he's going to run away.
Watch out, Maud. Come back. Come back to the boat. Run! Are you all right?
I think so.
They might be awkward, but they certainly can run. And those teeth! He bit right through the oar I shoved off with. Look at that!
Humphrey, let's go back to the camp.
No! If other men can do it, so can I. I'll give it a minute or two, and then I'll have another crack.
I wish you wouldn't.
Now, don't say please, please. Look, I'm sorry. If you say so, I'll turn and go back. But honestly, I'd rather stay.
Very well. I don't want you saying this is what you get for bringing a woman along.
Oh, if it makes you any happier, I'll leave the bulls alone this time.
What about concentrating on lonely, inoffensive-looking seals?
Oh,
don't laugh! I remember reading a book of Dr. Jordan's about this. The young males, the ones not old enough to have harems of their own, called them Holyushiki or some such name. Well, it seems to me, if we could find out where they haul out...
Seems to me you've got your dander up.
Well, I don't like giving up any more than you do. Or any more than I like the idea of killing such pretty creatures.
Pretty? I didn't notice anything pretty about the saber-toothed beast that chased me.
Prettiness is in the eye of the beholder. You lack perspective. Now, if you didn't have to get in so close...
Exactly. What I need is a longer club. And here's that broken oar that our pretty friend chewed up, ready to have.
I don't know if I can do this after all. I'm dreadfully afraid. I'm afraid and I'm not afraid. It's this miserable body, not me.
Come, hold on to me. There, 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 there.
Thank you. That's better. I'm all right now.
I am too. Let's get this over with.
There's more coffee if you want it.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Fine. Now it's done. Strangely exhilarated.
You know, when we got back this evening, I felt as though I was coming home.
I know exactly what you mean. The world of books and bookish folk seems a lifetime away. More like a dream memory than an actuality. It seems to me I've never done anything else except hunted and skinned and foraged. And you, too, seem a part of it. You are my...
What? I am... what?
You are standing the hardship well.
Oh. Yes.
Well, who would have thought it, eh? We've laid in our seal meat for winter, seal oil to light us by, and at last we have our huts. Admittedly, any self-respecting cow would turn up its nose at them, but never mind. We'll be warm and comfortable for the winter. So, let's raise a billiken. To the first settlers on Endeavor Island. To us.
To us.
It's turning into a wild night. How good to be out of it. What is it? Why so pensive?
Something's going to happen.
What do you mean?
I feel it. Something is coming here to us.
A ship, you mean? Rescue?
I don't know. But it's out there. Somewhere.
Well, it's a lee shore. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather be here than arriving on a night like this.
True enough. Time to turn in, I guess. At least you won't have to sleep out in the boat tonight. And it will be a comfort to me to know you're just the other side of this wall.
For me, too. You're not frightened, are you?
No.
And you feel well? Perfectly well?
Never better.
Me, too. Well, good night, Maud.
Good night, Humphrey. Humphrey, wake up, Humphrey. Humphrey, wake up, Humphrey.
Maud. Oh, my darling.
Please, Humphrey, wake up!
What? What is it, Maud? What's the matter?
Come outside. Come! Look.
My God.
Something woke me early. The same feeling I had last night. When I saw it there in the cove, I was terrified. I wasn't surprised.
It's totally dismasted.
Yes. But there's a lot of tangled stuff floating there beside it.
My God. The ghost lives up to its name and comes back to haunt us.
It's just like a specter ship. Everything's so still.
All hands sleeping, probably. They must have had a terrible night of it. It's amazing they weren't totally wrecked.
What should we do? Make a run for it in our boat?
To another part of the island?
I suppose.
But the island's so small, he'd find us eventually.
What then? We can't put out to sea.
No.
We're trapped. To have made it this far, to have saved ourselves with our own bare hands, only to be at his mercy again.
Quite right.
I don't see anything right about it.
No, Maud, listen to me. You're right. We've come too far. Learned too much. Look at that ship there. It's quiet and unsuspecting. As I said, probably all hands are exhausted after running before last night's storm. So they are at our mercy. For the moment, at least.
What are you thinking of?
Why not steal aboard?
What about Larson?
I haven't forgotten about him, believe me. I'll go aboard and settle him while he sleeps once and for all.
Murder him.
Execute him.
There's no court anywhere could dispute it. You know I'm right, Maud. A month ago, I couldn't have done it. But now... well, I'm a different person.
Very well. But I'm coming with you.
I don't think you're
going... Humphrey Van Weyden!
All right! Let's not wake up the whole crew. Now take the shotgun. And you can watch my back while I do the business with the knife.
What a mess.
Oh, terrible stink. Musty.
Like somewhere not lived in. Humphrey. We're not going to find anyone. The ship's deserted. Abandoned.
You know, I think you're right.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I must sit down.
Wait, listen.
What is
Shh,
it?
Listen. Maud. Back up the steps quickly.
Here, take the shotgun.
Wait in the lee of the galley. Don't show yourself, understand?
Yes, but be careful.
Do it, can you, Hump? That old conventional morality still unmans you. The code's been dinned into your head from the time you lisped. And in spite of everything your reason tells you, in spite of everything I've taught you, it won't let you kill an unarmed, unresisting man.
I know it.
I'd hope for better things of you, Hump.
Me too. That's close enough, Larson. I might yet find the strength to pull these triggers.
Put the gun down, Hump. I only want to ask some questions.
Ask away. But keep your distance.
I haven't had a chance to look around yet. What place is this?
This is Endeavor Island.
Never heard of it.
It's our name for it.
Our? Who's our?
Miss Brewster and myself. And the ghost is lying, as you can see for yourself. Bow onto the beach. Well, where's all hands? How comes it you're alone?
My brother got me inside 48 hours. Through no fault of mine. Boarded me in the night with only the watch on deck. Hunters went back on me. He gave him a bigger lay. Heard him offering it. Did it right in front of me. All hands went over the side, and here I am, marooned on my own vessel. That was death's turn, I guess. All in a family, anyway.
But how did you lose the masts?
Look at those lanyards beside you.
Well, they've been... cut with a knife.
Not quite. It was a neater job than that. He cut through them just enough to hold the shrouds until some strain was put on them.
Who did?
Cookie, of course. I know, though. I didn't see him at it, I know. Kind of even up the score, I guess.
Good for Mugridge.
Yeah. I guess I'll sit down and take the sunshine.
How are the headaches?
They still trouble me. I think I have one coming on now. Just lie down here. Now's your chance, Hump.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You got me where you want me. Laid out on the deck here before you.
I'd rather you were 1,000 miles away.
You do what you do.
Well?
He's right about me. I can't just... shoot him in cold blood.
Oh, Humphrey, I didn't mean that. Of course you can't. I mean, what do we do now?
You stay here and keep an eye on him. Here, take the shotgun. He still has a pair of revolvers in his stateroom. I'm going to take this chance while he's down to fetch them. Then I'll go to the lazarette for more supplies, and then it's back to camp, all right?
Yes, all right. But please hurry.
Any sign of him?
No. I wonder why he doesn't come ashore.
Perhaps he's still sick.
It's 5 days now since I left him lying on the poop deck. I've never known one of his attacks to last that long.
He might even be dying, for all we know.
Oh, no such luck.
But we don't know. And it's the not knowing I can't stand.
Well, we could do with some more condensed milk.
Go aboard again, you mean?
I don't mind going. I have the revolvers now, don't forget.
Yes, two revolvers. One each. Well?
He's asleep in his cabin.
What now?
To the lazarette for those supplies. Can you manage this? It's flour. Quite heavy.
I think so.
That's it. Just leave it there, next to the hatch. Right. Some rice, I think, and then we'll head back.
Yes.
There won't be a moment.
Humphrey!
What is it?
He's awake. Come up, hurry.
Over there, behind the bulkhead. Quickly.
Good. Don't let it come to this.
It's too late. He saw us.
Never mind. This time I won't hesitate.
Wait. He's not coming this way. He's making for the steps.
Not to be broke. You come to this. Oh, God.
He must have seen me. I was facing him.
Look. We left the hatch off the lazarette.
Get up to the sun. Must. Sunlight will do the... So, a visitor, huh? Well, well. That's it. Gotcha. Welcome back aboard, Hump. Need a weight of some sort, just to make sure. Oh, I know.
Oh, did you see that? He's as blind as a bat.
He still had enough about him to drop that cover on the hatch, thinking you were down there in the lazarette hold.
I know. The devil. Come on, grab whatever you can of these stores and let's get them on deck.
I think he's coming back.
To the steps, quickly.
That's the best I can do. I don't think you'll be raising that hatch in a hurry, Hump. Damn you.
Well, Maud, if you hadn't been with me on lookout, I'd now be learning firsthand why it's called the Lazarette Hold.
Oh, don't even think about it. Come on. I need space between me and that lunatic.
It's too bad the ghost has lost her masts. Why, we could sail away in her. Don't you think so, Humphrey?
I wonder.
Aha, the thinker in action.
I wonder.
Oh, what, for goodness sake, don't be maddening. What is it?
We can do it.
we can put the masts back into the Ghost and sail away.
How can it be done?
Questions, questions. I don't know precisely how.
What about Larson?
Blind and helpless. If we can't outfox a blind man, what earthly use are we? Come along, let's go aboard straight away.
Hello, below.
Humphrey, it's Larson at the hatch.
Don't worry, I have the revolver here. Hello on deck. Good morning to you.
What are you doing down there? Trying to scuttle my ship?
Quite the opposite. I'm repairing her.
What the hell are you repairing?
I'm making ready to re-step the masts.
This is my vessel! My particular property! Damn you! I forbid it!
Time was when maybe you could, but not anymore. You're no longer the biggest bit of the ferment to gobble up the littlest bits. I'm able to eat you now.
Shoving my own philosophy back down my throat, eh? I don't make the mistake of underestimating me.
I won't fail this time.
This is my ship, I tell you! And I forbid you to tamper with it!
Give over, Larson. You sound as though you had a moral right to the ship. Since when did you ever give a fig for a person's moral right? Well, I don't give a fig for yours.
So, it's the biter bit. Fair enough, Hump. And how are you, Miss Brewster?
I'm very well, thank you, Captain Larson. But pray, how did you know I was here?
Heard you breathing, of course. I want to tell you again, Hump. You'd better leave things alone.
But don't you want to escape along with us?
No. I intend to die here.
Well, we don't. Now, we're going to need what they call shears.
What are they?
Basically, a couple of spars lashed together to make an inverted V high above the deck to take the hoisting tack. Coil down the slack. Whoa!
More nails, Skipper.
These cleats will stop the butts of the masts from sliding on the deck. Stupid of me. I'm gonna need guy ropes.
Humphrey, it's getting dark.
I'll not sleep until those shears are in. I wish it weren't so late. I'd like to see how it works.
Oh, don't be a glutton, Humphrey. Tomorrow's only hours away, and you're so tired now you can hardly stand.
What about you? You must be exhausted. Mm. You've worked hard and nobly. I'm proud of you, Maud.
Not half so proud as I am of you, nor with half the reason. Oh, if our friends could see us now. Have you ever paused to consider our appearance?
Oh, enough. I don't want to have nightmares. No, we must turn in. Another busy day ahead.
Humphrey! Humphrey, wake up!
What? What is it?
Oh, Humphrey, something's happened!
Calm yourself, Maud. What is it?
The shears! The shears have gone!
What do you mean, gone? By God, if Larson has sabotaged our work!
Everything is wrecked. Even the windlass.
Yes. He's cut the lines to the masts and booms. They're adrift somewhere. He deserves to die. And God forgive me. I'm not man enough to be his executioner.
There, there. It will all come right. We must just start over, that's all.
Oh, Maud, you're right. I know. It's childish for him to do such things, and for me to grow angry over them, for that matter. We will start over.
Here he comes now.
Ignore him. He's come to see how we take it. At least he won't have that satisfaction. He's going down port side. Come, let's slip to starboard.
Good morning. Oh, I know you're aboard. Good morning, I say. Hide and seek, is it, Hump? As you wish. As you wish.
Isn't that one of the masts?
Huh? Well spotted. We'll get to seaward and then put a line around it. I'm no mechanic, but I think that should turn.
I'll try it. It will do, Humphrey. It will do!
All right, Maud. Wind in when I heave. One, two. That's it. Again.
Oh.
Damn.
Damn. The shears are too short, aren't they?
Yes. Well, they must be rigged again. Stand by the windlass, Maud. As soon as these extra cleats are done, we can give it a go. There.
Humphrey, I think I hear him on the steps.
It's all right, Maud. Just stay well clear of him.
Hump! I know you're there. Be fair now. I've left you alone, haven't I? Hump! My head is bad.
He has one of his attacks.
Hush!
Miss Brewster, is that you? You'll help me, won't you? You knew what this pain was like. I can't make it.
Humphrey, he's collapsed.
Stay back, Maud. He may be play-acting even yet.
Listen to how he's breathing. Humphrey, I think he may be dying. The least we can do is to make him comfortable. Give me your jacket. I'll put it under his head.
No, I'll do it. Come along now, mister.
You never learn. I told you not to underestimate me.
Humphrey, are you all right? Humphrey?
Yes. I'm fine. The same thing's happened again. His feigning has brought on a genuine attack, but he's out cold.
God, look at me. He brings us all to his level.
Shh. Dear woman, it's all right. You're not to blame. There are handcuffs in his stateroom. From today, we'll live in the cabin, and Larson will be our prisoner.
No more, thank you, ma'am.
You've hardly touched it. You must keep up your strength.
You're very thoughtful, but I can't stomach any more. There's no need for these handcuffs, you know, Hump.
You're too good an actor. The handcuffs stay on.
I'm telling you, that was the last play of the wolf. My whole right side's gone. It seems asleep. Can't move arm nor leg. I'm paralyzed. It's too bad. Like to have done for you, Hump. Thought I had that much left in me.
Why?
Just to be alive, to be living and doing, to be the biggest bitter or ferment to the end. But to die this way, conscious, knowing that the lines are going down, but powerless to do anything about it.
Think on your soul that...
Bosh! The soul has nothing to do with it. I have a good idea of what's happening. The attack on my brain, the tumor or whatever it is leaving the higher psychical centers untouched. I can remember, I can think and reason. When that goes, I go. I am not. Never mind the soul. The next thing you must concern yourself with, Madame Nurse, is bed sores.
Do you know your smile is crooked?
Huh? Then I shall smile no more. I told you my right sight was paralyzed. Now maybe you believe me. So, my smile is crooked, is it? Well, from now on you must presume that I smile internally with my soul, huh? If you please. My soul. Look, man, my face is still, but my soul is smiling at you.
Excuse me. I have work to do.
She's turned into a good, sturdy woman. Fine stern on her.
Watch what you say about her, mister.
Must be a comfort in the night. Pity she hasn't got a real man to service her.
I see what you're about. Well, go ahead, goad me all you want. I'm not coming near you.
I told you, Hump. I'm all played out.
Well, here's something to chew on while you lie there. You're right about me and Maud. She's but one small woman. And at the same time, she's the universe. I'm closer to her than I've been to anybody in my life. But what Maud and I have isn't anything to do with your squalid imaginings.
You know nothing about women.
I know Maud. And I know that I love her.
Love?
That's right. I love her like I love my life. Because she is my life. She's made me what I am.
And what about poor old Maud? One small woman. Bosh! She's a red-blooded female after all.
Be quiet.
What does she get out of this high-flown talk? Think on that, Hump, while you revel in your love of life and your precious selfhood. Think on what a woman needs if she's to get to be a real woman.
Shut your filthy mouth! Damn you.
Well, there's a smile or two left in me yet.
Well, Maud, only the jib to go on now. What with all the patching and shortening, the foresail and the mainsail are an ill-fitting suit for so trim a craft as the Ghost. Maud, about Larson.
Yes, what is it?
I know you regard it as your duty to nurse him, but maybe I should see to him from now on.
But why?
Well, I just don't want him talking to you with his crazy ideas. He's got a vile mind, and, well, he might...
I appreciate your concern. But as it happens, Larson won't be talking to anybody anymore.
Maud? What do you mean?
Oh, he's still alive. Just. But he couldn't manage to speak this morning. The power of speech is gone.
Well, another line down.
I've given him pencil and paper.
What's the matter? What is it?
When will it end? I hate myself for it. But today I found myself wishing you dead.
Come, Maud, don't break down on me now. Tomorrow we sail, and all will be right, I promise. Come, give me your hands.
Oh, don't look at my hands. The dirt and Weatherbeak will never come out. I should be ashamed carrying on like this.
No, don't take your hands away. Please. Please.
Stand by the windlass!
Aye, aye, mister!
We can never lift the anchor aboard in this narrow place. We'd be on the rocks first.
What can you do?
Slip it! And when I do, you must do your first work on the windlass. Now, I'll have to cut along to the wheel, and at the same time, you must be hoisting the jib. All right?
Aye, aye, sir!
All right! Here goes!
Humphrey, you can't stay at the wheel indefinitely. Please, heave to and rest.
We're making at least 11 knots. I must hold to this as long as I can. I'll reef the sails at sundown. Maud, are you there? What's for breakfast? Maud?
I'm here. With Larson. His life flickered out at last this morning. But he still lives somewhere. I believe that.
I'll find some canvas. We must put the body over the side.
Yes. I suppose so. I'll make him ready. Look.
What is it?
There's a piece of paper crumpled up in his hand. He's written on it.
The last words of Wolf Larsen. What does it say?
Just some scrawled letters. B-O-S-H.
Ah, well. Skeptical and invincible to the end.
I remember only one part of the service. And the body shall be cast into the sea.
But Humphrey...
I'm sorry, Maud. I do unto him precisely what he did to another. Mind yourself while I tilt the hatch cover.
Goodbye, Lucifer. Proud spirit.
Here. You've earned it.
Thank you. Oh, I believe I'm going to cry in spite of myself.
It'll do you good.
I ought to be ashamed. But after all, I'm only one small woman.
Where did you get that phrase?
What phrase?
One small woman. It's my phrase. I coined it.
Did you now? I've known it all my life. It was Daddy's sort of pet name for my mother.
Well, it's my pet phrase, too.
For your mother?
No, Maud. Not for my mother.
Humphrey, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Let's get on deck. There. Look. To leeward. Smoke. Where's the spyglass?
What do you see?
It's a steamer, all right. And flying American colors.
Go!
We must run a signal. Oh, Maud.
What is it?
The one thing I haven't done is set up a flag halyard.
Oh, but we need no distress signal. Just look at the state of us.
You're right. They have only to see our patched up rig.
Maud, we're saved. I hardly know whether to be glad or not.
Need I?
There's no need. Though the telling of it would be sweet. So sweet.
One kiss more, dear love, before they come.
In The Sea Wolf by Jack London, Wolf Larsen was played by Jack Clough, Humphrey Van Weyden by Kerry Shale, and Maud Brewster by Shelley Thompson. The Sea Wolf was adapted for radio in four parts by Ed Thomason. Original music was composed and played by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Technical presentation was by Roger Daines, Keith Graham, and Ian Pratt. Sea Wolf was directed by Adrian Bean.